One late summer Sunday evening, as I was unloading the dishwasher, I felt overwhelmed by a familiar but surprising emotion. I was hit by an intense wave of homesickness. Homesick. Why? Perhaps the hint of some scent or the quality of the light had triggered a long-forgotten memory. Homesick. For what? I didn't know. Yet even though I stood in my own kitchen with my family in the next room, where Jamie watched golf on television while Eliza and Eleanor played restaurant, suddenly I missed them terribly. I looked around me at the blue stove, the wooden knife rack, the broken toaster, the view from the window, all so familiar that usually I forgot to notice them.
"May I offer you some dessert this evening?"
I could hear Eleanor asking in her best waitress voice.
"We have apple, blueberry, and pumpkin pie."
I glanced into the next room, where I could see the tops of the girls' heads. As usual, they were both wearing their straight brown hair in long, messy ponytails, and Eleanor sported a crooked waitress cap.
"Blueberry, thank you,"
Eliza answered primly. "What about me?" Jamie asked. "Isn't the waitress going to take my order?"
"No, Daddy, you're not in the game."
What was this yearning I felt? I was homesick, I realized, with a prospective nostalgia for now and here. When Jamie and I live with our two girls under our roof, with our own parents strong and busy, with two little nephews just learning to talk and play, everyone healthy despite a few long-standing nagging medical concerns, and no disaster looming except the woes of sixth grade. A line from the British literary giant Samuel Johnson floated through my mind. "My life differs in practically every way from that of Dr. Johnson, the 18th century dictionary-writing eccentric genius. Yet whenever I read Johnson, I understand myself better." Johnson wrote, "To be happy at home is the ultimate result of all ambition, the end to which every enterprise and labor tends." That's true, I reflected, pausing for a moment to think, before starting again absentmindedly to put away the dishes. Johnson was right. Home was at the center of my life, for good and for ill. But what was home, anyway? What did I want from my home? Home is where I walk through the door without ringing the bell, where I take a handful of coins from the change bowl without asking, where I eat a tuna fish sandwich without misgivings about the ingredients, where I rifle through the mail. At the heart of this home is my family. Where my family is home. If I lived by myself, home would be the place peopled with reminders of everyone I loved. My home is a place of unconditional belonging, which is part of its pleasure, part of its pain. As Robert Frost wrote, home is something you somehow haven't to deserve. At home, I feel a greater sense of safety and acceptance, and also of responsibility and obligation. With friends, my hospitality is voluntary, but my family never needs an invitation. Although the people in it are its most important element, home is also a place of return, the physical hub of my schedule and of my imagination. In my mind, the entire globe revolves around a single spot where a bright red "You are here" arrow hovers undetected above our roof. When Jamie and I moved from our old apartment just 10 blocks south to where we live now, I remember how all of New York City seemed to wobble and reorient itself just slightly to put us back at the very center. Behind our unremarkable front door waits the little world of our own making, a place of safety, exploration, comfort, and love. The dry scent of the coat closet, the faint clankings from the service elevator, the sight of our library books lined up by the front door, the flavor of the toothpaste we all share. This is my foundation.